There was quite a large quantity of missing matter in the box, little soft round pellets of missing matter, which Random discarded for future generations of physicists to track down and discover all over again, once the findings of the current generation of physicists had been lost and forgotten about. Out of the pellets of missing matter, she lifted the featureless black disc. She put it down on a rock beside her and sifted amongst all the missing matter to see if there was anything else, a manual or some attachments or something. But there was nothing else at all, just the black disc. She shone the torch on it. As she did so, cracks began to appear along its apparently featureless surface. Random backed away nervously, but then saw that the thing, whatever it was merely unfolding itself. The process was wonderfully beautiful. It was extraordinarily elaborate, but also simple and elegant. It was like a piece of self-opening origami, or a rosebud blooming into a rose in just a few seconds. Where, just a few moments earlier, there had been a smoothly curved black disc, there was now a bird hovering there. Random continued to back away from it carefully and watchfully. It was a little like a picker bird, only rather smaller, that is to say, in fact, it was larger, or to be more exact, precisely the same size, or at least not less than twice the size. It was also both a lot bluer and a lot pinker than picker birds, while at the same time being perfectly black. There was also something very odd about it, which Random couldn't immediately make out. It certainly shared with picker birds the impression it gave that it was watching something that you couldn't see. Suddenly it vanished. Then, just as suddenly, everything went black. Random dropped into a tense crouch, feeling for the specially sharpened rock in her pocket again. Then the blackness receded and rolled itself up into a ball, and then the blackness was the bird again. It hung in the air in front of her, beating its wings slowly and staring at her. "Excuse me," it said suddenly, "I just have to calibrate myself. Can you hear me when I say this?" "When you say what?" demanded Random. "Good," said the bird. "And can you hear me when I say this?" It spoke this time at a much higher pitch. "Yes, of course I can," said Random. "And can you hear me when I say this?" it said, this time in a sepulchrally deep voice. "Yes!" Then there was a pause. "No, obviously not," said the bird after a few seconds. "Good, well, your hearing range is obviously between 16 and 20 kilohertz." "So, is this comfortable for you?" it said in a pleasant light tenor. "No uncomfortable harmonics screeching away in the upper register?" "Obviously not. Good, I can use those as data channels. Now, how many of me can you see?" Suddenly the air was full of nothing but interlocking birds. Random was well used to spending time in virtual realities, but this was something far weirder than anything she had previously encountered. It was as if the whole geometry of space was redefined in seamless bird shapes. Random gasped and flung her arms around her face, her arms moving through bird-shaped space. "Obviously way too many," said the bird. "How about now?" It concertinaed into a tunnel of birds, as if it was a bird caught between parallel mirrors, reflecting infinitely into the distance. "What are you?" shouted Random. "We'll come to that in a minute," said the bird. "Just how many, please?" "Well, you're sort of..." Random gestured helplessly off into the distance. "I see, still infinite in extent, but at least we're homing in on the right dimensional matrix. Good. No, the answer is an orange and two lemons."
"Lemons?" said Random.
"If I have three lemons and three oranges, and I lose two oranges and a lemon, what do I have left?"
"Huh?"
"Okay, so you think that time flows that way, do you? Interesting. Am I still infinite?" it asked, ballooning this way and that in space. "Am I infinite now? How yellow am I?" Moment by moment, the bird was going through mind-mangling transformations of shape and extent.
"I can't,"
said Random, bewildered. "You don't have to answer. I can tell from watching you now. So, am I your mother? Am I a rock? Do I seem huge, squishy, and sinuously intertwined? No? How about now? Am I going backwards?" For once, the bird was perfectly still and steady. "No," said Random. "Well, I was, in fact, but I was moving backwards in time. Well, I think we've sorted all that out now. If you'd like to know, I can tell you that in your universe, you move freely in three dimensions that you call space. You move in a straight line in a fourth, which you call time, and stay rooted to one place in a fifth, which is the first fundamental of probability. After that, it gets a bit complicated, and there's all sorts of stuff going on in dimensions 13 to 22 that you really wouldn't want to know about. All you really need to know for the moment is that the universe is a lot more complicated than you might think, even if you start from a position of thinking it's pretty damn complicated in the first place. I can easily not say words like damn if it offends you."
"Say what you damn well like," said Random.
"I will." "What the hell are you?" demanded Random. "I am the guide. In your universe, I am your guide. In fact, I inhabit what is technically known as the whole sort of general mishmash, which means, well, let me show you. It turned in midair and swooped out of the cave, and then perched on a rock, just beneath an overhang, out of the rain, which was getting heavier again. Come on, it said, watch this. Random didn't like being bossed around by a bird, but she followed it to the mouth of the cave anyway, still fingering the rock in her pocket.